This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Peanut Butter, and Danny, and we are so glad you're
goodness.
Back.
Can
I don't
you believe
like
you put
it.
That in there, Peanut Butter? He just worked out that Pearl Barrett, Pearl was signing something. She said PB, and he's like, Peanut Butter, did your husband call you Peanut Butter? What a great name.
I don't like it. I wouldn't. I would not answer to Peanut Butter if he did, and I would not feel like a sexy wife.
Hey, I love Peanut Butter.
Yeah, but can you imagine me?
It's not a term of endearment for your honey bunny.
But he loves peanut butter.
He does,
get
but
over
I'm
here,
not
peanut butter.
Thick jelly.
I'm not going to be his peanut butter.
It's like
I will stay his precious
what about
pearl.
His panda bear. This is a PB.
No.
What about his Polish?
We don't have pet names for one another. We are just like honey,
barracuda.
Honey. He's honey, I'm honey.
What about Polish barracuda?
Polish
you can do
barracuda.
A lot of PBs. Did you not know this podcast?
You know, we have a really good topic for this podcast. I know it. And it's nothing to do with peanut butter.
And it's not playful banana. Mm-mm. Okay.
Playful. Playful banana.
Sorry. It's fine. I'm back. We had a listener question come in.
Yeah.
And I believe you want to do just a whole straight potty about this.
Yeah. Because
right?
it got passed along to me and I'm like.
We're like, we love that question.
Let's do it.
Let's roll with the question.
You want to dive right in?
Yes.
Dive.
Here we go.
And you've got diving clothes, too. He's got, like, summer vacation
I'm in my
flower
dive clothes.
Peacock shorts.
I made this shirt.
Oh, that's an interesting
now
shirt.
Now can we tell? Does it?
No, I didn't even notice it because I was, like, concentrating on getting the baby to sleep for this podcast. But that's an interesting. Do you know what that looks like?
Tell
a
me.
A shirt that my children would do when they, like, oh, I'm out of clothes. I'll just change my shirt by cutting into it.
Yeah.
And you did that too, didn't you, Danny?
You
were out of clothes and so you cut a new shirt.
You know, I just wasn't happy with the collars I was getting out of
Walmart.
For
everybody listening out there, it's definitely cut. His collar has scissors that have cut
not straight
a hole
marks,
in it.
Like odd. Mr.
But
Bean.
We must get on to today's right. topic.
Hi, Serene and Pearl and Danny. I've been a THM for over a year now, and
do you need reading help?
I might need to translate. Okay.
Okay,
here we go. I've been a THM for over a year now, beginning just before my second pregnancy. I thank the Lord for leading me to THM, which happened by accident. I saw a recipe online that was labeled E-meal, and I, being the curious person I am, had to find out what in the world that meant. Here I am now with the whole family on board. My aww. Husband, a soldier, has stayed
love.
So fit on this plan and
thank
loves it.
Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. I love knowing I am feeding my children nourishing food. My pregnancy was so smooth and amazing, and I lost the pregnancy weight just days after delivering. When I began eating this way, I was more of a drive-through Sue, yet I have found myself learning about more than just weight loss tools, but health tools, and vibrant and energetic living. Now I'm a raw milk, farm fresh, soaking grains, cultured food enthusiast.
Oh, come she on turned to into my serene. Posture.
She's a serene. Oh my goodness.
I don't think I would have recognized myself just a little over a year ago. My question is this. It's come to my attention that high dosing absorbic acid, also known as vitamin C, is really important for many reasons. I trust y'all's opinion on health so very much. I would like to get an opinion about using this. Though whole food C is important, it's my understanding that our bodies don't get nearly enough vitamin C at the cellular level with just whole food C. What are your thoughts? Thanks so much for your time, Kate.
Great question, Kate. I'm so excited to just dive right in.
I love Kate's testimony first, and that's why I wanted you to read the whole thing, because it's just great, isn't
it? Well, and I love that a soldier is using THM.
I know.
Because those are kind of like brute manly men. Yeah. They're usually physically fit.
Yeah, it should be.
So that inspires
healthy,
me.
Trim healthy macho.
Yeah.
Trim healthy macho man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So great. Yeah. So vitamin C, yes, it's so important. Let's just start about how and why it's so important, and then we'll go into whether the whole foods can do it for you or if you
And just for everyone listening, this is going to be a whole podcast on why we need vitamin C, how best to get vitamin C, and everything to do with vitamin C, because wow, it is crucial. And Kate is right. We need it. I do think that we might have a few differing opinions on the way to get it, though.
Serene and peanut butter, take it away.
Okay, tell.
Never going to let
that down. Okay, so vitamin C is huge. It's huge for many reasons. Let's just start with the first, because if you're at Trim Healthy Mama, many of you are here because you have some weight issues. You just want to get down to a more comfortable weight. And vitamin C is so major in your weight loss journey. It is very hard to lose weight if you don't have a sufficient vitamin C level in your body. And also, they've done so many studies on that, and many actually on when you're working out, just doing your regular workout. If you do not have proper vitamin C levels, you won't burn as many calories even in your workouts.
But even exercise aside, Serene, the lower the vitamin C, they've done studies that correlate to higher waist circumference.
Yes.
So belly fat. And vitamin C, we're going to go into more of this, but it synthesizes carnitine. Which carnitine is an antioxidant, which is all to do with fat flushing from your body, getting rid of toxins. And this is big on weight loss.
Vitamin C is, it's huge. And so let's just talk about the vein side of things right here. You've got your weight loss, then you've got your skin.
That's not vein. No. None of it's vein.
No, and your hair. And vitamin C is just huge for just your lustrous vitality. Mm-hmm. But even going more than skin deep, vitamin C is huge. Heart attacks, heart conditions have been blamed so wrongfully on cholesterol which we know heart attacks come from the inflammation of the heart. Why is the heart inflamed? Many reasons. We live in a fallen world with lots of toxic chemicals out there, but one of the largest toxic chemicals for the heart is high blood sugar. High blood sugar levels in your body cause heart inflammation. Heart inflammation, the heart starts to get too much wear and tear as it's pumping all day long, and so it starts to break down. It gets weak, and guess what? It needs to make collagen, but we don't have enough vitamin C in our body and our devitalized diets to make collagen. And so the body's like, freak out. I have to make collagen to strengthen the heart here. But plan B, I know what I'll do. I'll get a Band-Aid and put a lipoprotein A on there, which is a type of cholesterol, which is like a Band-Aid to fill in the cracks like mortar in a brick. It is not the cholesterol's fault. It's the fact is there was not enough vitamin C to synthesize collagen because of the wear and tear of an inflamed heart because of high blood sugar or just the toxins that you may pick up.
Or, hey, and let's bring this into it. Sometimes a heart, the Bible says men's hearts fail them for fear.
Yes.
Also, the big picture, it's always what we eat, what we do, but it's also how we think.
Totally, how we think.
And so heart attacks and even things like that also come from toxic thoughts. So let's pull those into there
too.
But
it's not
big
cholesterol.
No.
Cholesterol's actually goody, trying to help out.
Yeah, cholesterol tries to help. But then lipoprotein A, which Serene said, which goes into those cracks. That's a baddie. It's called a widow maker.
Right. Now, but if you had enough vitamin C, you'd be able to synthesize the collagen. Now, we are huge about collagen at Trim Healthy Mama for many reasons because it has the amino acids, the missing amino acids, so common in our diets today. We have the boneless, skinless muscle cuts of meat that don't have the proline and the glycine that other countries and way back when we used to eat, the bone broths and the bone and stuff and tribal places in Africa and still in China when we went to China, it's bone and everything. I mean, my husband calls it machete chicken. It looks like they just chopped up the whole thing, bone and all,
and stuck
it in a pot.
And all their broths are bone, and there's skin on the meat.
Do they have feathers in their food and everything?
I think they take the feathers out, but they keep the claw, the little hen claws in.
So they got enough collagen back then, and in these other places they get enough collagen. But we need collagen to be able to have a balanced amino acid profile for so many reasons, to heal our guts, just for one reason, to like a whole list. But collagen is so important, like I said, even for the heart. But we take collagen and that's great. But we need to take vitamin C along with our collagen because when you ingest collagen, it goes to be the building blocks for the collagen, but you still need the vitamin C to build those blocks.
Would baobab be a great...
You're jumping ahead, Mr. Danny.
I'm
Danny,
just here listening.
It's all coming. It's all coming, but you're smart. And right. I hope hundreds of thousands of women are going right there where your smart brain is going.
So we love meat. We're not against meat. We have a high protein... not high protein.
It's balanced.
No, it's balanced
beautifully
protein.
Balanced.
But within that protein that anchors our Trim Healthy Mama meals, we make that amino acid profile balanced too. We're not just about the methionine and the tryptophan, which is in the muscle cuts, right? We're about the glycine and the proline and the collagen. Now that's fantastic, but meat and protein doesn't have vitamin C.
No, meat has, did you know that meat has almost every vitamin there is? Actually contains all the vitamins.
Really?
Except one.
Not
just, so what is it?
Just C?
C.
That's interesting.
Meat contains negligible amounts of C. I think there's trace amounts, but nothing that your body can use. And so let's go back to the Serene, if I might take 30 seconds.
Yes.
Our bodies do not make vitamin C on their own.
Can I just interrupt you for 1 second?
That's what you do.
We are one of the most vertebrates and mammals with a spine make their own vitamin C.
Yeah, most of them.
That's why they don't get heart attacks.
Most animals do, you're saying?
Yeah, mammals.
Okay. Creatures with a vertebrae.
Mammals with a vertebrae, with
they
a spine.
They manufacture their own. Yeah, most including
we,
humans?
No,
but
Danny.
Not humans.
We don't. We have to rely on foods for our vitamin C.
That's really interesting.
So now, remember the sailors with scurvy?
I don't remember
you don't?
Them. But
of course, you didn't finish high school, so that's probably why.
That's fair.
Hey, you called me peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the limey's Serene, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the sailors, they didn't have access to fresh fruits and vegetables, so they got scurvy and it killed them in the end. I mean, they got really sick. You can die from lack of vitamin C. Now, we're not...
They'll be bleeding from all their organs.
Yeah.
There was a collagen issue in the end. Mm. All their organs broke down.
Because they couldn't... It wasn't from lack of vitamin C, like step one. It was because the vitamin C couldn't make the collagen.
So
isn't that remarkable?
Yes. Right.
This is big picture here.
So we love our collagen here on Trim Healthy Mama, but we have to have the other thing to synthesize it.
And now I was going to say we need to rely on foods. And that's why, do you know, you say that, Serene. I love what you said, that we're one of like the only mammals that we don't make vitamin C. But we're the only mammals that our babies completely depend on us too. It's like God looks at us and is like, get creative, people.
Yeah.
I want you to get out of your comfort zone. I want you to learn about your environment. I want you to learn about foods. I want you to be up all night with your newborn. I want you to have to dress it. I want you to have to change its diaper.
Guess what? I want you to maybe take 30 seconds and rip up a salad.
Yeah. So we just don't go by these base instincts. Like our babies aren't born and then they stand up and they don't, you know, just drink our milk all by themselves. No, they're totally helpless. Well, we have to understand that we need all the big picture of all the food groups.
So it's not just Trim Healthy Mama to say, well, you know, I do the cream cheese desserts, mm-hmm. but I put the good healthy sweetener in it and I eat lots of protein and I'm all of that kind of stuff. You're not necessarily got the full picture of the Trim Healthy Mama plan, because the full picture of the Trim Healthy Mama plan is loaded with greens and non-starchy vegetables.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to talk about.
C.
So pretty soon we're going to say how best to get vitamin C, because I know people are thinking, well, I'm just going to take a vitamin C supplement. And this is what Kate was saying. Really high amounts of this is a good idea. But before we get there, what we think, Serene and I think, is the best approach is we were talking about scurvy, because that's massive vitamin C depletion. But guess what is happening in our culture? More and more people are vitamin C deficient. They're not at scurvy level. They're not bleeding.
Well, what they call it is a low-level scurvy, a constant low level. What do you call that? When something is just constantly chronic. It's a chronic scurvy. It's not that aggressive, it's going to kill you in 2 days. It's that low-level.
And many, more and more children are. I mean, you think about if a child is having cereal in the morning or a Pop-Tart, right? You know, mac and cheese for lunch or a burger, maybe chicken nuggets. Children live on chicken nuggets, right? Maybe they have them twice a day, you know. They are in this chronic state of vitamin C deficiency. It leads to anemia. I mean, a third of the people walking around in this nation right now have iron that is too low.
Yeah,
right.
I hear that a lot.
Right.
And this
why?
Is a big connection with vitamin C.
Because you can't absorb your iron properly without high enough vitamin C.
Yes.
And the other thing is people are so stressed. And it's not just because they're eating foods that are causing stress in the body. Yes. But they're stressed because they're just not thinking the right way. They're thinking stinky thoughts and they're fellowshipping with darkness all day.
Yeah.
In their own thoughts, they're just thinking yuckiness. You know what I mean? Just because by ourselves without God, we just kind of think,
or even when you say that with God, I mean, I was I would call myself like a Christian. Yes, I was a Bible believer, and yet I was still stinky thinking all day just because I thought that was okay.
So stress depletes your vitamin C. Makes your adrenal fatigue.
Depletes
Why?
Your vitamin C.
Because do you know your adrenal glands need 100% more vitamin C in themselves than your other organs? They actually concentrate 100% more vitamin C in the adrenal glands than the other
Isn't
organs.
Isn't that amazing?
You were talking about kids' lunches and stuff. Does spinach have a lot of vitamin C in it?
Yes, because it's a green, and we're going to go into that.
So green too, obviously, orange.
Brussels
and
sprouts,
stuff.
And I love me some Brussels sprouts.
Broccoli is so high.
You know, it made me think, you know, I mean, gosh, if our children are having low-level chronic scurvy mm-hmm. in our country, and that means in our often personal houses, mm-hmm. I often hear...
Oh, not just children, adults too, but big-time children.
Yeah. Well, I can almost hear a parent saying, but my kids don't like the taste of spinach or greens or anything. And I just had this whole conversation in my head while you were talking of the one side going, my kids don't eat that or wouldn't eat that or can't. But then the other side, I started arguing against that in my own brain, saying, isn't it up to us to train our kids and train their taste buds and help them appreciate foods? I mean, I was kind of that way. My wife saved me on that. She made our kids eat stuff. And she kind of, this before THM, she would coach me and say, you know, we're not allowed to not like foods that come out of the earth. Like that's against the rules in our house. And my kids now, they'll see a cucumber and like fight over it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but that's thanks to my wife. And
shout out to Mrs. V.
I just had that whole sidetrack little train of thought in my head is just to...
Hey, and medicine doesn't taste good either, but you sure make sure your children get medicine when they need it.
And I understand where you're at, and I so agree. You know, I did my best to train my children when they're little, but a lot of people are coming to Trim Healthy Mama when their children are like 10, 12, 14. Yeah. They've already made their choices. You know, but that's what we're going to talk about.
That's when you hide your okra in the brownies, because okra is so high in vitamin C.
And that's where we're going to talk about things like boost juice, but we're coming up to that.
But this is the deal. Don't think you have to start buying the orange juice, the pasteurized orange juice, or juicing your oranges all day long to get children to get vitamin C, or you yourself, and that will just ruin your waistline. It's just straight sugar to the bloodstream. Because it's really the wrong way to do it, because the high blood sugar leads to inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And that stress to the body. Stress to the body depletes your vitamin C.
I know, so it's a vicious circle. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. So this is the deal. Yes, you can get it through vitamin C ascorbic acid, and that's fine to a certain extent, but it's not as easily absorbed by the body. And this is the thing. Vitamin C is so great because it makes you absorb more nutrients from your food. Plus, right? It's a plus. But if you get too much ascorbic acid, it's the opposite. Everything's coming out like diarrhea. Mm-hmm. It makes you not absorb any of the nutrients from your food.
To get enough of the vitamin C, you know, they say, tolerance or saturation. Right. When you get there and then it starts coming out, right?
Right.
So then you got a whole bunch of in you, but it forced things to come out. So it's like...
And we like to do things more naturally. And we agree with Kate that I think if you've got some issues that need to be worked on fast, that maybe not just relying on cauliflower and broccoli may not be enough. So we're going to talk about some superfoods that have massive levels later on. But Pearl, do you just want to start with addressing some of the foods?
Yeah, I think if you want to do ascorbic acid, more power to you. We'd prefer to do it in whole form, and we think it can. We know
we're not against it. Like my children, if they have a cold, at my mother's house. My mother will she likes to pop the ascorbic acid pill. She'll give them vitamin C when she hears them coughing. Big whoop. I'm not against it.
No, we're not like against it. But your body absorbs things better in its natural form, in a food. And so that's what I think we should be all about. So as Serene said, Trim Healthy Mama is just not protein and, you know, a focus on that protein and fats. It's the beautiful balance of the vitamin C rich foods too. And which foods are they? Let's talk about them now. And we want to encourage you today to just bring these foods big time into your life.
Okay. So
big time.
I've said this so many times in this party, but I'm just going to reiterate. I'm just going to repetitious.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, what did I have? Cups of kale in my big non-starchy egg scram. I had two eggs, but I had cups of kale, and it goes down, like it just wilts down. So I had like a lot of kale. And then already a big salad, you know. So, and I'm not done. I'm going home for a big trimmy bisque with heaps of cabbage and broccoli and cauliflower in
so
it.
So when Serene's saying this, she's mentioning greens. As you said, Danny, greens, anything green is extremely high in vitamin C. I mean, you take an orange. No, greens are higher.
Yes.
And so greens are... can be your go-to. That's why we always say when you're having protein, have greens with your protein because it gives you your vitamin C. No, no, they're not the highest, but they're way, way up there.
Yeah.
And so another thing.
Cruciferous vegetables.
Cruciferous vegetables.
The cauliflower and the broccoli.
Broccoli. When my children were little, I mean, I'm obviously a little older than one, but I started them on broccoli. You know,
little
I
always said
the little trees, and we coated them in butter and mineral salt and little cheese. And to this day, all my children devour broccoli just because, you know, we started young and made it yummy.
Yeah.
And so all your greens, and as Serene said, she had kale. I mean, I don't always have greens with my breakfast. Sometimes if I'm having oatmeal, I'm not going to have greens, but I can throw a little baobab in my oatmeal. We'll come to baobab later. Or berries. Let's talk about berries.
Oh, they're great.
Berries are super high in vitamin
C. Yes, they are. You can taste it too, can't you? And the raspberries.
Oh,
and the
you can. It's that citric thing.
The tartness.
And berries are just so wonderful. Eat them frozen, eat them raw. Put them in your oatmeal.
Cottage
give yourself
berry
some
whip.
Vitamin C.
Hey, collagen berry whip.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go, because then you're getting your collagen and your vitamin C. That'll
that
take
was
care
in,
of
I know.
Scurvy.
That was in the first cookbook
yes,
we did.
It was.
Collagen berry whip. Guys, try that one out.
Remember, collagen is such an important superfood that we use on this plan, but it goes hand in hand with a vitamin C.
Yeah.
Food too,
and it's not like, you know, a lot of people say, well, when you take collagen, take 2,000 grams of ascorbic acid. We're not all about that. Let's be natural, folk. And so you've got your greens and you've got your berries. And let's talk about citrus fruits then. I mean, they are high.
Limes and lemons.
Limes and lemons. And
singing canary. And that's why we made that recipe for those with adrenal fatigue, because they need, like I was saying, so much vitamin C.
That's from your book.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually, if for those of you that are just very new to the plan, go Google singing canary. The recipe will pop up on Google, Serene's recipe, and it is powerfully
high. And that's a
lemon-based
drink.
It is a lemon-based drink. And let's talk about boost juice, because, you know, Danny was talking about getting your children to like things with vitamin C. And then I said, but what if they're a teenager and they're already decided, you know? Yeah. Boost juice has lemons in it.
So we haven't really brought up baobab
And baobab. And it is tastes yummy. It's a wonderful drink for teenagers and children and you. It's going to get major vitamin C. Now, let's talk about baobab.
But first, Kate said, so, you know, you know, maybe you just can't get it from Whole Foods. You might need to have to get something more amped. Well, baobab is that more amperage right there for vitamin C. Now, we could have chosen here at Trim Healthy Mama. I mean, we have people sourcing the globe for things that we really believe will benefit our mamas. We could have chose Amla or Camu Camu or all these other incredible rich vitamin
C. Rich in vitamin C, and even amla has higher amounts. However, we chose baobab because of the other things in it.
It has a boost of other things that rounded off that actually make you absorb that vitamin
C. And it has that iron in it. And so people that are vitamin C deficient,
and it's delicious.
Iron.
That's most incredible. And it is the most highest antioxidant food on the planet.
Yeah. So baobab I just look at it as my vitamin C food.
Do you know?
And I'm tossing it in things all day.
My toddler, Remy, it's in every single one of his little foods that I make for him. Like I sprinkle it on his yogurt. I sprinkle it in his oatmeal. Mm-hmm. You know, I put it in and I'll sprinkle it in his soup and just stir it
around. And you don't,
he can't
detect it.
It tastes like in savory food, it tastes like a little bit of hot sauce, that tang of the vinegar, you know?
Yeah, but it's not spicy.
No,
yet.
And then in your sweet foods, it just tastes like sherbet, like you put apricot powder in it or something.
Have
it's
you,
amazing.
And you are into many of our products, Danny, and we don't like push products. Like we started off here saying, get your greens and your berries. And you know what? If you have enough of those, you can do fine.
You're
not saying you have to have baobab, but for those of us who really want to amp the vitamin C, that's why we carry these superfoods, just so you can really push it over the top and push your health, especially if you've got stubborn weight, you know, and you can't lose it. You want higher amounts of vitamin C.
So in my man plan smoothie.
Yeah, I want to know if you're using baobab yet.
I've already been, well, it's interesting because I have baobab and collagen from our products in the pantry. And sometimes I'll shake in collagen. Yeah. Sometimes I'll shake in baobab. But what about shaking in both?
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Because the combo of those.
Yes.
The combo of those is really, really health promoting for your heart, for your or your arteries.
Yes. And also those that are diabetics who want to amp up their vitamin C. And like we said, don't go out and do the OJ. Baobab is incredible for diabetics. It has a soluble fiber. It's 50% fiber. And half of that is the soluble fiber. And so it really, it satiates and it steadies out your blood sugar and it provides vitamin C. It's a win-win.
Oh, exactly. And because remember, every time your blood sugar spikes, that's inflammation. Remember, inflammation means stress. Remember, stress means, it sounds sort of depressing, but lack of vitamin C. But we don't have to go there into the depression. You see, we've got ways around this.
Exactly.
Get yourself some baobab and amp up your vitamin C.
Hey, and say you don't even have, I'm just talking like I'm going out there. Say you got nothing. Say you got no money to buy berries. You got nothing. Just think some happy thoughts and at least you won't be depleting your vitamin C.
That's true. Yes. Listen to our last podcast, which was about choose your happy crazy.
And the one before, really.
Zone there. Actually, that's what I mean.
The
last one, the one before that. It was called choose your happy crazy, I think.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And it's huge, Serene. It's not just what we eat. It's how we think.
You could be taking baobab and collagen all day and be thinking you're a loser in your head. And your vitamin C is not going to get...
Or be filled with fear or be filled with anxiety and all that. I mean...
It's a full picture in health.
It really
body,
is.
Body, mind, and soul. Spirit, number one.
Yes. Yeah, so you have never put the collagen and the baobab together.
Never together. Because I always think collagen for the, you know, teeth, skin, nails. Let's throw in the beauty product into the smoothie.
The other building blocks. The baobab is going to help you synthesize those building blocks.
So that's exciting because I'm always thinking, I always picture those powders. I love them in powder form too because I always picture them like soaking really easy into my system.
But can I just tell you something, Danny? I used to like to whip things up like that. You know, you can add it to your regular recipes you already know and love. Collagen berry whip, throw in a bit of baobab. It just makes it tartar. Mm-hmm. It just makes it more thick, like a really wonderful Greek frozen yogurt thing.
It does.
But listen, so throw it into your mainstays. But I love it so much. I sprinkle it on top of my smoothie now because the flavor of it is almost like you've got ground up apricot or pineapple. Mm-hmm. It's so that delicious. I actually like to get a clump of it unblended in my mouth. The other thing is if you're a baker, we have an incredible yummy recipe that I don't think many people have made yet.
It's been unloved and it should be more loved. And that's your baobab muffins,
right?
Baobab
muffins. What did we call them?
They were called lemon...
I don't know, but they are delicious.
Poppy seed, lemon poppy seed muffins.
And we use baobab as half of the flour in that recipe.
I know. And listen, if you're first starting with baobab, as Serene said, it is a fiber. And so some people, when they first start, you know, and we're saying, hey, use a lot of it. Some people's stomachs aren't quite ready for that amount. So maybe just start off with a teaspoon and work your way up.
Just work your way up. I'm to the stage where I can download buckets and not fluff a piece.
There you go. Download buckets and not fluff
a piece. That should be a hashtag. Yeah. Download buckets and not fluff a piece.
Yeah. And you know, baobab.
I hold my
Let's talk about what a wonder food it is. It goes through no processing. Do you know that the fruit, and we are actually developing as we speak, it's so amazing. In a village in West Africa, a trim, healthy mama, something is birthing there.
And it's so exciting because there's a lot of women with hungry children who need to provide for their children because the kind of the whole culture and everything over there, there tends to be a lot of women who are left with a lot of babies and there's a lot of poverty and hunger. And these women are going to be the ones that are going to be gathering the fruits.
So a baobab center is happening right there where these trees are growing and we are basically going to be employing almost a whole village.
And Adam, our friend, who's a Sudanese man, he said the women are almost crying at the opportunity to be able to provide
fruit falls off the trees and naturally dries on its own. And, I mean, we've had this baobab fruit. I mean, it tastes exactly what you get in the packet is in this fruit. It dries in it.
Most people, when they think of powders.
So there's no processing.
When they think of powders, they think, ooh, manufactured. You know, and they think of something that's just so devitalized. No, all they do to this is so this dehydrated, it almost tastes like the freeze-dried fruit you get in the baby section of Walmart, you know, yeah. that freeze-dried banana, freeze-dried yeah. strawberries. It's that texture. And all they do is rub the stone to get it off of the stones. That's yeah. just that fruit is yeah. around the stone. They rub it together and it forms a powder.
Like, but we're yeah. even thinking of selling the little baobab pips, the seeds, because the dried powder's around them and you suck them and they're like a candy.
Oh,
I love them. In the end, you'll get to the seed and you have to spit it out.
Oh, but gotcha. Children do it all day.
But this, what is now what we see powdered in a bag is the outside.
It's the outside, and they're just yummy to suck on. It's like sucking like on some dried pineapple or something, and mm-hmm. it's like a candy.
I could go for that.
Yeah. Oh, no, you would love it. Hey, but this,
hey,
here's what I love.
Hey, come I'll hook you up.
Yes,
you have
hook
some.
You up.
I have some.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. What I love about it, it's natural shelf life, 3 years, mate.
No way.
Just because it dries naturally like that.
Yeah.
It's just good for 3 years and God made it
that
way.
It's like somebody wants us to have it.
Yeah. And it boosts your immune system. Vitamin C boosts your immune system, but baobab has other things in it. And you know, we're talking about why baobab and vitamin C. Baobab has 10 times the amount of vitamin C that oranges do.
Yes.
And more potassium than bananas. And more fiber than a bowl of oatmeal. I'm telling you, this thing rocks.
It's out there hiding out in Africa.
You could put acai and you know, pomegranate together and baobab has more energy.
But I like this combo. I would almost love to see like baobab collagen.
Don't worry. We've got a lot
recipes.
Of products in our head. We're not talking to you
oh,
right now.
Yes. So Serene and I have
Should
been
we have some
little
heads up? Are
elves.
We going to do heads up or not?
No, you're not heads upping, Serene. Okay. Some things are left to surprises.
Yes.
But yeah, we're definitely coming out. We have been baobabbing in our kitchen, and the treats that we are making, which aren't necessarily going to be recipes and books, they are going to be products, and they I'm so excited.
By the way,
talking
we're meeting
candies.
Next week to do that.
Yeah, I know. We're to
Listen
finish
to the
it.
Level of code you guys are talking in to our podcast audience.
Hey, PB.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, we're meeting next week to do, you know, that.
Copy.
Yeah. Copy. The eagle has left the nest.
Yeah. But so let's talk about baobab and iron. Okay.
That's a huge one.
Yeah.
It's great when you get two of the nutrients your body is so starving for together. And there's certain nutrients that work hand in hand, like iodine and selenium.
Yes.
You know, iron and vitamin C is another one of those twinsies.
And Here's something interesting that you need to know about baobab and iron. Our bodies require two types of iron.
C and I, yes.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about baobab and just iron right now because, yeah. of course, the C and the iron together. Yeah, yeah. But our bodies require two types of iron, hemi-iron, right? And that's found in your fish and your meat products and your red meat. And then non-hemi-iron, and that's in plant foods. But compared to hemi-iron, non-hemi is very hard to absorb
H-E-M-I.
By the body.
H-E-M-E. H-E-M-E, okay.
Yeah, it's very hard to absorb. And but one way to absorb this non-hemi iron is with high amounts of vitamin C. Isn't vitamin C like a – it should wear a cape.
It should.
Right, and so that's why we love baobab so much. You're going to get your non-hemi iron because of the high amounts of vitamin C. And then because of the high amount – because of the iron –
Yeah, so it's high
you
in hemi iron.
You can absorb your vitamin C.
It's high in hemi iron, and because it's high
no,
in vitamin C, you're going to, yes, you're going to absorb
so
it.
Vitamin are we C, as clear as mud there, but do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, so
the
vitamin two. C is like the host.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Like he hosts all the stuff, and he's like, hey, come with me, I'm going to get you in the door.
Our exactly, boats. And it's not just iron, as I said before, it's the carnitine and these antioxidants and the things that they cause our body to do. And
we need to write children's books where like, vitamin C is like a superhero, but he's the one that like gets everyone into something.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
You know who vitamin C is? He is who's the guy that leads the superhero league? Superman doesn't lead.
Do you mean
the
Avengers?
League. Avengers.
The Avengers are the Justice League.
Which one has Captain America?
All I know the is
Avengers.
The Muppet Show
okay, the
from the
Avengers,
1960s.
Right? Who is baobab in the Avengers, Danny? Who is baobab?
Well, the mightiest Avenger, arguably, is Thor.
Yeah, but who leads the pack, though?
Captain America.
How
okay,
come I feel
Captain
left
America,
out?
Captain America, because you don't watch enough movies. You're just it's so wrong
the
not
Avengers
to watch these.
Are the story and the way they go in between worlds and the things they can do, mind-blowing tie-ins with all the stuff we talk about.
Even my husband was a little bit embarrassed of me the other day. Yeah. I came home to him and told him about what we were doing on our radio show, about that little segment.
Where you don't know, we show you a picture of a famous person and you never know who
they
are.
It's called You're Not That Famous, because if Serene doesn't know you, you're not that famous. And I said that I had no clue who Morgan, what's his name?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman was. He was like, okay.
Yeah, it's a problem. Okay, so Serene has not had TV in her house since you were married. Now, we had TV in our home growing up, so you know this.
The Brady Bunch?
You know the 80s stuff.
Charles in Charge? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Charles in Charge.
But you were married what year, Serene?
97.
And even before that, we didn't have TV because we were on the road.
Yeah, no.
We were on the road.
Probably from 1990.
Shireen has not really known what's gone on in the world. She's unplugged from social media, and she watches a nice Christian movie here and there.
Yeah.
Pearl told me to go out and watch this movie the other day.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, it took me 3 weeks to get over it.
Yeah, I thought it should be fun. I told her to, people are going to hate me for saying this.
Send the letters to Pearl. She told me to go see The Equalizer.
Yeah.
She said, love the
such
fact
a violent
that
movie.
I really wanted to kill these people off.
I loved it. It was so violent. I didn't look at the violence. I didn't, but I loved the story.
But I shut my eyes, but my ears perked up twice.
I see, twice. She
couldn't
them.
Get over the movie. It was just like...
I didn't peg you for somebody who would like The Equalizer.
No, I love what he stands for.
I thought maybe like Mary Poppins.
Because he loved his wife
Serene.
So much.
His wife's dead. He still loves her. He's going and, you know, he's like saving the good people.
But what I loved about that movie is that he listened out to the people's stories and he really cared about changing the lives around him.
Yeah, but who I really think Babab is, and we're really rabbit trail like times a thousand here.
But we brought some good meat.
We did. And now we're almost at the superfood spotlight, people. But why am I not thinking, who's the guy that, you know, the funny one?
The Captain America.
No, Captain America.
No, Robert Downey
not.
Jr.'s character?
Yeah.
Iron Man.
I feel like Babab's Iron Man. Because Iron Man really does run the show for real,
yeah,
I think.
I see what you mean as far as lead. Captain America.
Iron Man's the brains.
Captain America calls the shots in battle, when it's battle
time.
Yeah,
and he's a good guy.
But the behind-the-scenes strategist and the one who's kind of always first to... make the plan and know what needs to happen. That's Iron Man. You're
See, to me, Baobab's Iron Man. But it can be Captain America to you if you want it to be.
Whatever,
Daddy.
You know, yeah. This
hey,
is
can it
your
be
world.
Like Kermit the Frog?
Mm. See, she might as well.
Kermit
the
Frog,
know here. Doing hey, so time for our superfood spotlight.
Time for our superfood spotlight. Yay!
Trim Healthy Mama. Superfood spotlight.
We are talking about vitamin C today.
Vitamin C.
And how to get it. And
how
we
to get
have
it.
Saved this special food that's an everyday food that you can get.
All day.
But it is so filled with vitamin C, so we're saving it for a special superfood spotlight.
Not today, though.
Hey, can you Kermit the Frog it? Can you
Kermit the Frog
it?
This name of this food?
The name of what food?
Our superfood spotlight, Danny. Get with the program, Dan.
Oh, the superfood spotlight today is bananas.
No, we want Kermit the Frog.
That's the superfood
spotlight. You're so out of it. The bananas is not the superfood spotlight.
Because he's talking to producer John here. And they're going
okay,
on
it's
there.
Not. It's peppers.
It's peppers.
Red and green peppers. Can you please say it?
Please welcome today's superfood spotlight is peppers.
Yeah. Yay. Sweet peppers. I can't do it.
Okay, so red, green, yellow peppers, capsicums. Otherwise, we grew up calling them capsicums.
And I'm talking about my lovely Aldi's little rainbow peppers that I love to put on my salad. That's what I think of.
Why do we love these peppers so much? Because they're stinking so full of vitamin C, Danny.
Come on.
Yeah.
They put oranges in the dust.
They so do.
Yes.
Peppers
beat
oranges.
They provide 169% of the RDA.
Actually, I had research that actually said 200%.
What's the RDA? Yours.
Yeah.
You always go with the
recommended
highest.
Recommended daily
you
amount.
You always go with the highest.
Okay.
And
hey,
that's
listen,
small...
but the vitamin C is the number one key, and that's why they're our superfood spotlight. Sully just wants to talk about them. But vitamin K1, vitamin E, vitamin A, folate, potassium, the list goes on. I mean, they are so high, and of course you can see it in the color of the antioxidants.
Yes.
I mean, so
anything
many.
Bright It's bright for a reason.
It's calling out to mankind.
It's calling out. You know how male birds are bright for the female to notice them and to go, the bright ones get the females, right?
Yes.
The bright foods.
That's why I use hair product. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know.
For my wife.
The bright foods should get our attention and we should eat them. They're saying eat me for a reason, like blueberries, but like red and peppers and green peppers.
Now, the hot peppers, they are very high in vitamin C too, but most people can't do them. I love them, but most people can't. But listen, I just love to stuff the peppers. Mm. Don't you love stuffed peppers?
Oh, yeah.
I love stuffed peppers.
The mini ones.
I love peppers in salads. I see you just chomp on peppers, right?
Yeah. All day long.
Yeah, but people
take them on the airplane.
People should not overlook your freshy salad in the latest Trim Healthy Table book. You make it once a week, it lasts all week, and it's basically just peppers in the most yummiest way.
Can I tell you a pepper I love?
Yep.
And it's not Christmas yet, but sauces rattle. It sounds like sleigh bells.
Well, you're doing it right near the microphone.
Well, she's right near the microphone.
Yeah, so pepper I love is banana peppers, especially pairs well with pizza. And you always see them in the Papa John's box.
Oh, be quiet, Kermit.
Hey, you can put it on a healthy crust, then you got a good pizza.
Yeah, but banana peppers, though. I mean, just a chomp right into it. They're kind of spicy, but they're really sweet and good.
And this is why we say, you know, in all so many of our recipes, we talk about seasoning blend to start it, like, you know, which is an onion, chopped peppers, and chopped celery. But it's just another way to get peppers in your meal when you wouldn't ordinarily have them.
Totes, and let's shout out to another Serene recipe. I have to do this, people, because most people, they tend to gravitate to Pearl's recipe because she's drive-through suit and Pearl's recipes are quicker. And they're just like, you know, get her done.
I love this.
And my recipes have a more of a longer list and people are afraid of them. But shout out to another recipe from Serene, please. Hello Health. Is our sipper of the Trim Healthy Table book, and it incorporates baobab and sweet peppers.
Shout out Hello Health.
You know, Boost Juice sort of took over baobab.
Yeah, it did, because it's simple.
Because it's so simple. It's lemon juice, it's water, and it's baobab with a dunk of stevia, right?
Yes.
Look it up. If you've never heard of Boost Juice, go right now, type it into your Google. Our video will come up.
Say it again, just the recipe.
Okay, so Boost Juice. If you want to make Boost Juice,
a cup of water.
Well, put into a bottom of a glass, put half a lemon.
Yes.
Then a teaspoon of baobab.
Now, the reason why you stir that first is you don't want the baobab lumpy in the big cup of water.
Stir your juice. Stir your lemon juice with the baobab. Put
a
dunk or two of stevia, our stevia, or anyone that you like. But we like the dunks.
Yeah.
And then fill it up with ice and water. That is Boost Juice.
Wow,
it will rock your children's world. It will rock your world.
Yeah, that sounds exciting.
But anyway, Hello Health Sipper, Serene's original sipper with baobab that she put in Trim Healthy Table, has red pepper in it. And so that's why it really kicks up the weight loss. And that's why we need to talk about peppers help you lose weight. Why, Serene?
Yes, they do. Because of the vitamin C. And we said you don't have an easy time losing weight if you're deficient in vitamin C. Number two is they're kind of a non-starchy. They're not considered a starchy vegetable.
Even though they're sweet and they raise the thermogenic temperature of
your body. Especially if they're spicy.
So people write in a lot.
Even capsicum does that.
Can you give advice for people in a stall? Sorry, I talked over you.
We've got whole
is vitamin C. I know, but is vitamin C advice for people in a stall?
It's probably one of the first things we would say for someone in a stall. And that's why we always say, well, how's your veggie content? We ask them.
Yeah. Yes.
And why are we saying that? First of all, because you need balance with your dense foods and your high calorie foods and your lighter foods. But second of all, because, hey, that's where you're going to get your vitamin C.
Yeah.
You sound like that uncle from Duck Dynasty. Hey.
Oh, Cy? Uncle Cy C? Oh, I know why you'd watch that, because you kids brought the videos.
Yeah. But what did he say? He'd say, hey. Oh, that's not funny.
No, it's not.
It was funny to me at the time.
Hey.
Or the man saying, hey.
And he's got his iced tea.
And what would he say?
It was something like, hey. Are there no other Duck Dynasty watchers in here? I know.
No.
He says, hey, something. Yeah. But he's holding his iced tea and I can see him saying
it. And just the way you said it just struck me.
John wants us to be done. He's ready to leave.
Hungry. Solly's hungry. And I didn't bring her nae-nae tent.
We're so done, people. I hope you've enjoyed. I hope you're going to go get your vitamin C.
Myself?
And Kate, I hope we answered your question. Our big answer is a resounding yes. We believe you can get vitamin C from whole foods, and I consider baobab a whole food, at the cellular level. If you want to add some more wonderful superfood powders like Camu Camu, and Amla. Go to town. They're awesome too.
Hey, Trim Healthy Mamas and Men. Thanks so much for hanging with us again in our little living room today. It's ambiently lit and full of great vibes. And we're so glad you joined us. And we can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Sally says bye-bye.
Sally is on that mic.
Trim Healthy Mama my way. And then I'll be Trim Healthy Mama to stay.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams. And come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.